This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, there's this... I don't even know how to explain it. Most people wouldn't expect President Trump and his campaign staff to be so advanced on social media, where they do things that millennial social media expert users do. Where Brad Parscale tweets this out today. Hey, Facebook, Twitter, Google, we are watching. This is your, my words, final opportunity to make sure the playing field is level. Hashtag MAGA. Now, guys, if you would go to President Trump's Twitter and pull up, I think it was like his third or fourth tweet ago, where he says, we are going to do something about stolen intellectual property. But he doesn't really talk about who. Brad Parscale doesn't really get into what he means by this is your opportunity to make sure the playing field is level. We're kind of just left to assume what that means. Let me explain to you what this is. This is what millennials and Twitter users call a subtweet. You know what a subtweet is, Leanne?
Yes, I do.
Well, a subtweet, yeah, there it is. A subtweet is when you put a tweet out there, but there's actually a bit of nuance to it. There's a message. There's a hidden message underlining the actual tweet. That's why it's called a subtweet. And President Trump, pull up that last tweet about intellectual property. That tweet is 100% a subtweet telling China to quit stealing our intellectual property. That has been an ongoing story in this country for a while. Chinese hackers infiltrating U.S. businesses, stealing their intellectual property. And then Brad Parscale, hey, Facebook, Twitter, Google, we are watching. This is your opportunity to make sure the playing field is level. I think there's a subtweet there. Some of the callers think they have an idea of what that means. But, I mean, Leanne, what do you take out of this before we go to calls in the next segment? What do you think about Trump's new campaign manager, the Trump administration, basically warning Facebook, Twitter, and Google, like, hey, we know what you're doing. You better stop.
Right. This is very important. We see them really cracking down, obviously leading up into the 2018 elections and then beyond. And if they're allowed to get away with this and decide who has a voice in the public square, I mean, this is going to be probably one of the biggest free speech issues of our time. This is huge. And we have to decide now who is going to be in charge of the information that we are allowed to have access to.
And Facebook, Twitter, and Google have gotten so big, they're essentially bigger than the government. I mean, they're essentially bigger than the government. A lot of them don't even pay taxes.
The government needs Google's AI for the Department of Defense to help them with their drones. So, I mean, they're huge.
Same with, you know, Amazon and how, you know, certain alphabet bureaucracies use Amazon Cloud and everything.
Right.
And they give out, and then Amazon doesn't pay taxes. So there's a huge conflict of interest there. And it really makes you wonder, how do you break that conflict of interest and hold Twitter, Facebook, and Google accountable?
Right. And I like this article out of Breitbart. I believe John Nolte is the author, and I like his writing style in general. And, you know, he admits he's not a fan of Alex Jones, but, you know, he knows he employs some good people. But that doesn't mean that he wants to live in a country where an Alex Jones is not allowed to be a part of the public square. He doesn't want to live in a country where certain people decide what's a conspiracy theory and what's the truth. And I agree with that. I mean, because as we've seen, a lot of these theories turn out to be facts. And it's only after being pushed for decades that people do find the truth. But we don't want to live in a world where people are not allowed to put theories out there and to question the official narrative.
Yeah, if you go back and you listen to an Alex Jones show from 10 years ago, you'd think you were listening to something predicting the future.
Right.
But that's just because he was reporting on real news. He wasn't controlled like mainstream media was. And now that we have this pushback with the internet being open, new media, coming and getting more audience, this is like their pushback to try to stop that because they can't control the narrative anymore.
Right.
And it freaks them out. But you would think, I mean, with the craziness that goes on the Alex Jones show, I mean, myself included, you would think they want that for content. Just like I want Don Lemon's idiotic comments and Rachel Madcow's idiotic comments so that I can respond. I don't like the fact they're liars and deceivers, but we don't call for them to be shut down. That's the difference.
Right.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here. And I opened up the phone lines. Leanne McAdoo in studio with me here. We'll be taking your calls for the remainder of this hour, as well as hitting a spattering of news here. Leanne wants to talk about human organs being grown in pigs. They said that was a conspiracy theory when it was on the Alex Jones show. Now it's mainstream news. So once again, tomorrow's news today. But we want to go out to the phone lines here. Again, the topics today were, what do you think of Brad Parscale's tweets, tweet warning Facebook, Twitter, and Google to stop censoring? And then, do you work in the steel industry? Do you live in steel country? What differences are you seeing since the tariffs have been talked about? And I believe they got enacted either today or yesterday. And we've got some callers calling in right now that work in the steel industry. Scott, calling in from Indiana, works at U.S. Steel. We heard from the CEO of U.S. Steel crediting Trump with delivering. Scott, what do you think about President Trump and the tariffs bringing steel manufacturing back to America?
Good afternoon, Owen. How you doing? I appreciate what you guys are doing. You know, you guys are standing up for everybody, and you're the tip of the spear. Thank you, guys, the whole crew, for what you do. I think it's going to be a good thing. I think it's been long overdue. Things have been shutting down. Our sister plant in Granite City, Illinois, I've known people from that plant, and it basically shut down that whole community when that plant went down.
I can tell you, I'm from St. Louis. Granite City's just on the other side of the river. A member of the crew here lived on the ill side, and we were actually talking about that in one of the breaks. There used to be all types of manufacturing lining the Mississippi River in St. Louis, in Granite City, in Belleville, and it just got all shut down. It just disappeared. And you go down the Mississippi River, whether you're on the ill side or the most side, and there's just empty manufacturing plants everywhere. It's terrible.
People don't understand the association of big steel in any community where a mill is located. You've got people that sell fasteners. You've got people that sell office supplies. You've got restaurants, diners that line that area, supermarkets. It's all tied together. The steel mill supports so many other businesses in any community they're in. And when that steel mill is gone, it has a huge impact on any area economy, any small businesses. It's terrible. It's very terrible to see that happen.
Well, and just think about it. Hey, guys, is that the one from Granite City that you just pulled up there? All right, well, there's just an example of an empty steel mill. But just to echo what Scott is saying, you don't have to listen to Scott to know that he's telling the truth. All you have to do is go to the local, the biggest city by you. Go to the inner city by you, whether it's St. Louis or Chicago or Baltimore. You have massive manufacturing plants shut down, empty warehouses, empty buildings, and then that's what Scott's talking about. That brings the poverty. That brings the lack of job opportunity. That brings the lack of growth, and then the homelessness, and then the rest of the degradation that comes with it. I mean, it's so weird, Leanne, that this is some sort of foreign concept that people see right in front of their face, right? They go downtown, they see the empty warehouses, they see the manufacturing shut down, but it doesn't click. Why all of a sudden is there poverty here? Why is this being shut down?
Right. Why are entire cities that were once booming, they've just disappeared?
Like
and
Detroit.
Has to move away. And then they suggest, oh, well, let's build up Detroit by bringing in refugees and recreating a new city with, you know, foreigners. But, I mean, it's just, we're seeing that all over the country.
And now, Scott, you say you work at U.S. Steel. We heard from the CEO earlier. I mean, are you guys as a company, I mean, is this like just huge for you, just expansion, more job, more work? I mean, is this just like a celebration time for your industry right now?
Well, what happened, us up here in Northwest Indiana, we're kind of the flagship of the U.S. Steel Corporation. So when they started shutting down, you know, it's like you start shutting down things to keep the main body alive. We've been running pretty strong up here in Northwest Indiana. We really haven't missed a beat. But again, they were shutting down Granite City. They shut down our tubular plants in Lorain, Ohio. At Fairfield, Alabama, they shut down a blast furnace in Fairfield, Alabama. That one doesn't get the press. Fairfield is all but gone. You had Texas Lone Star Tubular. U.S. Steel owns that, and since the gas prices are doing what they're doing, the tubular business is in the toilet. So there's been a lot of other exterior facilities that have been shut down, but we've been running pretty strong here in Northwest Indiana, but they're going to expect us to run even harder now.
And that's the insight. That's such good insight, Scott, because as you mentioned earlier, those manufacturing plants and those companies created cities. I mean, that's how American cities would come about. You create a business, you have a manufacturing plant, and then you hire people, and then they hire people, and then it gets bigger, and then you manufacture more. I mean, that used to be what built America. That was industrialism.
Right.
Right. No, when we here in Northwest Indiana, one time our plant, just this plant, employed 27,000 people. We are down to 4,000 people.
Now, do you expect that number to go back up now?
Yes, they are in the process of hiring as we speak.
Wow, so more jobs, more job opportunities, more work, and it looks like this is Trump delivering on bringing manufacturing, specifically in the steel industry, back to America. Thank you so much for the call, Scott. He mentioned Ohio. We now go out to Ohio where Matt calls in. He also works at a steel mill. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Owen. I also want to hit a quick plug. I take DNA for, so I thank you guys for that. It's a great product. Works great. Hi, Leanne. I actually did work in steel industry and steel country. My dad spent 16 years at Ormet aluminum plant. I was at Ormet with him and then went to Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel, and a job that I thought I'd have for life. The tariffs actually shut them down. And now, since Trump's been in, that mill has opened back up. They might do more hiring. They're hoping to open the whole thing up now that the tariffs actually started to go away. They're actually hoping to expand, and a couple other industries up the Ohio River are starting to open up.
So it sounds to me that the heads of these industries were shutting down and kind of rationing back because they didn't have that confidence in the future market. They didn't think that business opportunity would be there in the future. Now they have that confidence. They see signs of it returning, so they're reopening, and they're actually getting the jobs back.
Yes, the same way with after the steel industry, I went underground in the coal mine and hoped to retire there. But Obama, of course, shut that down with the war on coal policy. But now that that's out, the coal industry now around here, because we border West Virginia, we're right across the river, the coal country and steel country in the same place. And they're both now just booming because it shut the economy down. It shut the towns down that I lived in and grew up in. It's a completely different place.
See, and that's what is so frustrating about this, Leanne, because the Democrats and liberals like Obama say, well, we have to shut this down. We have to kill coal and stop steel manufacturing because it kills the environment. they're not actually stopping it from being produced. It just goes overseas, right, and all that wealth and prosperity goes somewhere else, and then it destroys the American cities. I mean, doesn't that show how phony they are? They don't actually stop it from happening. They just stop America from benefiting.
Right, and no plan as far as how to replace those jobs or what they were going to do. I mean, just listening to these callers, I can't help but feel just such tremendous relief about, can you imagine how close this country was to collapsing? And people were just ready to kind of throw in the towel. We bought our home in New Zealand for the collapse. We'll be fine. The rest of you are going to have to fend for yourselves in your collapsing country. I mean, I know when I went to Flint, Michigan, that's what it looked like there, just a ghost town. And then you have your several, just a few families were holding on there. Maybe they couldn't afford to move out, or, you know, that's where their generations of families had lived there. But a ghost town. And then you see pictures of the old downtown, and the people are like in fur coats and, you know, just a booming downtown. And then it turns into blight where they have to destroy the homes.
And it was all independent, too, because mm-hmm. they had their own manufacturing company, they had their own commerce, they had their own market there that they could always count on thriving, and it just gets shut down with all these government regulations. Matt, you got 30 seconds left. Do you expect this trend of more steel jobs, more steel manufacturing to continue here in America?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to prosper great, and I'm thankful for Trump for that. And also, 30 seconds left, guys. Get the DNA products. Get everything from the InfoWars store. It works, bud. It's great.
All right, Matt, thank you so much for the call. And just to echo what he says, it definitely works. I use the products myself. I know that other members of the staff use them as well. And huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got half off, like half the store right now. Big specials, free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with more of The Alex Jones Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Some of the other news today, before we get back to your phone calls, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. And we will go back to your phone calls here. Owen Schroyer, Lee Ann McAdoo in studio here, filling in for Alex Jones. Federal court will hold first ever hearing on climate change science. Now, this is set to be an absolute circus. You know that the left is going to have their protesters out there, but you wonder, will sanity prevail? Because there is no science on man-made climate change. But this is going to be strange because you know they're going to try to twist it and spin it and manipulate it and then say it's man-made. Even though there's no science, there's just theories and formulas. And then they'll use real science that indicates climate change, not man-made, and then they'll say it's man-made. So that's going to be an absolute circus. I'm excited to stay tuned to that. FBI agent and estranged wife dead in apparent murder-suicide in Crownsville. I think that's just outside of Annapolis, Maryland. Donna Fisher and FBI special agent David Raynor. Both dead in an apparent murder-suicide. So an interesting story there. Secret Service employee arrested on child porn charges. This also in Maryland. 52-year-old. So all these guys are in their 50s. 52-year-old Jeffrey Literal. How about that? Literal. Faces charges of possession of child pornography, distribution of child pornography, possession of obscene material, and distribution of obscene material. A Secret Service employee. Boy, that is something weird there.
You always got to wonder, though, when that type of stuff happens.
Yeah, like what Secret Service, who was he working for, and who was friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Hicks told House Intelligence Committee she was hacked. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a duh type of a story, but again, it just tells you the deep state is up to things. I mean, look, Russia's up to things, too. I mean, I don't know who fished John Podesta. Was it Russians? I mean, I don't know. John Podesta's an idiot. He fell for it. He fell for Prince Abubu, you know, offering $10,000. And then, Leanne, actually, you want to talk about this. Why don't you read that story for us?
Right. Well, this was a conspiracy theory, you know, maybe even just a year ago that from Alex Jones that talking about using pigs for transplantation to humans. And this is scientists developing pigs for transplants, and they kind of give this whole process for how they're going to remove the uterus from a pregnant pig just before delivery and disinfect it, take the newborn piglets out of the uterus, raise with sterile artificial milk, raise the piglets for 3 weeks, conduct all sorts of tests, but then, of course, being able to transplant these pancreas, liver, kidneys, and any other organs into humans that might need them. So now, the patients.
I don't know what your take on this is. My take, honestly, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of open-minded about it. If my life ends up getting saved by a pig liver, I mean, I guess I would support that. But is that what we're really supposed to be doing with science? I'm not sure. But again, the story to me is that they said that this was fake news. They said that InfoWars were conspiracy theorists for reporting on this. But it's like, no, it's really happening, and it's not just pigs. And you know, just because they're telling you that this is going on now, this has been probably going on for decades. You know what I'm saying? So we've actually got a caller who the screeners let slip through. However, he was lucky because it is a topic. It is a
shame.
It is a topic that we wanted to discuss. So let's go out to Dan in Canada, who wanted to talk about the human organs and pigs. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, yeah, definitely shame on me for that, right?
Well, it's not shame on you. It's shame on the screeners.
I did. How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, I've been doing a bit of research into this subject matter. I just find it weird. Like, how do these people go about doing this thing? Do they go up to the farmers, hey, we need to do some tests on your pigs. Can we borrow one from you guys? Like, how is that, like?
They just go buy one from the farmers market and...
Yeah, I mean, who knows what, I mean, come on, man, you know what kind of, who knows what goes on at CIA black sites.
Yeah, like, I was born with only one kidney, so it's like, I'm not too sure if I'd really feel safe having, like, either, like, a pig or even with, like, a cow or some other animal, like, it's just, like you said, it's a very, like, controversial thing, and just wanted to
it's a human-pig hybrid, which, you know, that's not real, that's fake news, I mean, it's happening. Japanese scientists have developed it, but...
But you're saying as somebody that may benefit from this science, even it's even iffy for you.
Oh, yes, for sure, because this goes back to, like, even... I know you guys don't really cover this much topic, but UFO stuff. When you hear about, like, cow mutilation stuff, like, taking the organs out of that, that's, like... That's some pretty crazy stuff that now that going from that theory to... Now humans are integrating animal organs with humans. It's like, how do we even know that stuff's even compatible with humans and then vice versa?
Well, I assume that they've been testing this for a while and they're just now releasing it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
As far as UFOs obliterating cow organs, well, I don't know, Leanne, do you know anything about that?
I do know. I've heard about
that. I assume you did.
Yes, of course. But, you know, it might help with organ harvesting and trafficking people for their organs, specifically to, you know, remove their organs. A lot of people fleeing Africa, for instance, they've been accused of.
Oh, yeah. You've had.
For organ harvesting.
Well, you know what? I won't. We don't need to go too deep into the rabbit hole, but yeah, organ harvesting is a big industry, no doubt, on the black market. Anything else, Dan?
Just other than that, I've been hearing back even in the 90s with the Chinese and human cloning. I thought that was a bit of an interesting subject, too. I remember hearing about that earlier in the 90s.
Yeah, now you've got, who is it? Who is it that just cloned their dog?
Barbara Streisand.
Was it Barbara Streisand that cloned her dog? Somebody cloned their dog.
She has two dogs now out of her cloned dog.
And you can make dogs that, like, glow in the dark, too, or something?
Yeah, who doesn't want that?
Yeah. All right, Dan. Hey, thank you so much for the call. By the way, we are about to run out of time here in this segment, but we've got this story on InfoWars.com. Hollywood openly celebrates the triumph of the beta male. It was actually funny, Leanne. I saw that this Hollywood Reporter cover, it went totally viral on social media yesterday. It's got four beta males on the cover, and the cover title is Triumph of the Beta Male. And then look at this. They're all playing pocket pool with one another. What do you think about that, Leanne?
Well, I mean, I want to point out, these are the Silicon Valley actors. Mike Judge, once again, he is like the great prophet of our time, predicting the rise of the beta male. So he makes a great show about it. And, you know, it's kind of a funny show, kind of making fun of that. But here, Hollywood, what is it, the Hollywood Reporter, they're like, yes, the triumph.
Yes.
Really trying to sell it to us that like, this is what women want.
It's like CNN and BuzzFeed and all these people run the story.
Cuckolding
is the new trend. Yeah, cuckolding to save your marriage.
It's
like,
okay
what?
If you call us a cuck.
What is going on with these people?
Hey, you know, they'll make excuses for anything.
But here's the deal. Alex Jones responded to this, and we've got Alex Jones' report. We're actually going to air that later on in this hour. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned to Alex Jones responding to the triumph of the beta male. That should be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they got to convince us it's a good thing that there's so much low testosterone in male infertility.
It's just funny to me because, look, I don't want all these beta males being cucked by media, but at the same time, it kind of like, oh, well, I guess you just eliminated my competition. So, okay. Yeah, they aborted 33% of my generation, and then they turned the other half into cucks. So, way to go.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. We've got huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is how we remain independent. This is how you fund us. And actually, Leanne was just mentioning Lung Cleanse. That's a product we hardly ever talk about, hardly ever plug, which is really a great product. We should talk about more. If you're experiencing a sore throat or a cough or something like that, the Lung Cleanse, it almost acts immediately. I mean, I know when I go on air and I've got like a sore throat or something going on, I just hit that Lung Cleanse and, mm-hmm. and I'm like 100% like that.
Yeah, it has saved my life the last few days. I've, whatever this funk is going around Austin, I think it's mold, spores or something, but man, it just, my lungs have been on fire, but I'm using the Lung Cleanse and I haven't lost my voice yet and I'm able to get to sleep at night, so I am like a hugely thankful for the Lung Cleanse right now.
And look at that, 40% off right now on the Lung Cleanse, 4.7 star review. Again, this is a product, this is one of those products that kind of just gets lost in translation at InfoWarsStore.com. A great product, a rare product. I mean, I don't know any even competitors to this product. And it's just great. It can stop a cough. It can stop a sore throat. And for people that try to quit smoking or have trouble with like smoker's lung and stuff like that, mm-hmm. also great
right.
For dealing with that as well. So Lung Cleanse, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Huge specials, free shipping store-wide, 30 to 80% off everything in the store, 50% off a ton of products, including some of the most popular products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. So get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the free shipping. Take advantage of the big specials. Limited time only. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Scott in Maryland, who wants to talk about the Brad Parscale tweet warning Twitter, Google, and Facebook. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. What we really need to do is take over the companies in order to make sure they have a playing field that's level for us. In order to do that, what we need to do is to start buying their stock. And they may try to dump the value, they may try to raise the value, but really what you need to start doing is just calling up your friends, calling up your neighbors and saying, hey, we're under attack. This is the way to beat the censorship. We need to get on the board of directors. Mm. We need to start changing this stuff.
Hmm. Now, I took the, when I saw your subject on the list here, I was wondering if you meant that Brad Parscale was kind of subtweeting here saying, hey, look, abandon your stock in Facebook, Twitter, and Google because they're about to go down.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the thing. They want to plunge their stock to try and get you to sell out. But when that happens, buy more so that you can be on that board, so that you can
okay.
stop the censorship, so that you can replace the entire board of directors and get new, fresh people that are either more moderate or more conservative on there. I mean, we know Zuckerberg held a huge rally. I think it was last year or 2 years ago or something like that.
The human T-shirt?
He invited all the conservative people over, but he didn't really do anything with that other than know who to censor.
Well, he's low energy. He's a prop. He's a walking human T-shirt. So, that's what you get from Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, my. Whoa. I didn't even know he ever wore a tie. Unbelievable. Hey, thank you for the call, Scott. Interesting stuff there. An interesting angle. I haven't really heard about anybody thinking about it or approaching it like that. Mm. Let's go to Mark, who is from the steel industry out in Atlanta. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Owen. Hey, listen, I just wanted to make the point that domestically produced steel is a strategic asset for any country. And it was the steel industry here in America that actually won World War II. And I think it's a possibility Trump may be preparing this country for maybe a war with China.
You know what? This is actually an excellent caller right here. Now, I'm actually recalling, too, not only did U.S. Steel manufacture during the war for the American army, but also for the Nazis, I think for the Italians, and I think for, like, almost everyone involved in the war, U.S. Steel was being used to manufacture their weapons. So, yeah, that's an interesting point. Bringing the steel back to America to give more leverage to the United States if the terrible situation of a war broke out.
Right. Good point.
Anything else, Mark?
So, please remember that Japan, Japan was building aircraft out of wood because of their lack of raw, net resources for to make steel. And it was, then the fact that Japan was an island, and had they had to already had to import all the raw materials for the steel for their steel industry. But as we cut those materials off, that was one of the things that helped us win World War II. So my point is, domestic steel production is an essential, you know, item if you're looking at a war with, you know, even a minor war. You know,
yeah, and it's a total asset. Think about it. If your enemy wanted to cripple you and handicap you in the time of war, what they would do? They would shut down the steel manufacturing.
Right.
What was it? You know, you can't build tanks out of alloys. You know, it has to be steel, you know. So.
Well, not good tanks anyway. What was the name of the company? Was it IG Farben? There was some, I can't remember. There was some steel manufacturing company in the United States. I mean, they were literally making, they were manufacturing everything for the whole war. I mean, they'd make the tanks for both sides. So, I mean, yeah, great caller, Mark, in Atlanta. Great point how the steel industry is so important during times of war. And given the escalating tensions geopolitically, perhaps that's a strategic move by President Trump. Now let's go to Rob in Indiana. He's been working in the steel industry for almost three decades. Go ahead, Rob.
Owen, how are you?
Great.
Pleasure to talk to you. As a matter of fact, I just want to tell you how much of a patriot you are and how much I appreciate listening to your common sense. It's refreshing, so thank you.
Well, common sense isn't so common.
Well, we're lacking that. Look, what I'm going to get at here is the media is not talking about the fact that we've been assaulted with what's called dump steel for the last 30 to 40 years. And what that means is that producers, other countries, they're actually making the steel. They're selling it below the cost of what it costs them to make the product. And then they are being reimbursed by their country for the difference. So they don't lose anything. But what they do is they undercut our market, which messes us up. So...
So that's kind of like China. So that's kind of like China manipulating their currency.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's called illegal dump steel. They've been doing it. We've been fighting it forever, and it's finally amazing to see a Republican president stand up and do something, and actually did what he says he's going to do. Everyone else has all been talk, and all the unions and all these steel industries. We all support them, but they never follow through. And it's so refreshing to have Trump actually do what he's going to say what he's going to do, and just do it.
Well,
but
Rob,
the thing is what upsets me.
It says here you've been working in the steel industry for almost three decades. I mean, these are some of the toughest workers in the union here. I mean, what have you seen in the steel industry just since Trump's been elected?
Well, I tell you what I've seen is just a huge push. We're actually almost running at capacity right now.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, we are.
Two years ago, it was like you could hardly even get work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, and we're hiring now. We've had a dry spell with hiring for the last 2 to 3, 4 years. Now we're hiring. We can't get enough people, so it's nice. It's good for our economy, and these are good paying jobs. But what people fail to realize is everything out here tries to kill us. And when you work in the steel industry, everything is trying to get you. Even the air you breathe is toxic. So, I mean, it's not a fun place to work by any means, but it's what we do.
And it's the backbone of the country. I mean, exactly. That's the American grit. That's the American grit that created this nation. And you know what? When you work in the steel industry and you have to deal with the heat and the smelting and everything that you deal with and the toxic air, and you go home and you've got some beta cuck son who wants to be, you know, some soy boy, you're not going to stand for that. They killed American grit. They killed American grit in the manufacturing industry. They killed American grit in the home. They killed American grit in the school. It's time for American grit to come back, and that's what President Trump is invoking. Alex Jones on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.americanfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's sent to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On the front cover of the current issue of Hollywood Reporter, it has members of the male cast of Silicon Valley putting their hands in each other's pockets in a very sexual way, with the headline, "The Triumph of the Beta Male, the Victory of the Beta Male." They're to be celebrated for all to see. But what's really being said here? They're saying, if you act like a domesticated, twisted version of an effeminate creature, that somehow you're going to end up in dominant positions in the corporate world. Because you see, Jeff Bezos and all the rest of the heads of the tech titan companies are cold-blooded globalists who are committed to consolidating wealth and viciously dehumanizing the population. If you look at Apple, you look at Facebook, Twitter, you look at Amazon, all these companies pay either zero or next to zero taxes in the United States. They've all basically moved to China. Apple's actually merged with the Chinese government. But they project this issue of the beta male out into the population like it's cool and trendy, so people accept the fact that they've been emasculated, growing up indoors, watching television, playing video games, eating massive amounts of estrogen mimickers, not just the soy milk, but the BPA and the rest of it in the plastics. And so they're basically making it cool, this synthetic transformation that has been engineered over the males. And the chemicals are so powerful that in most areas of the United States, 50 to 80% of the amphibian life is sterile. And in many cases, according to scientific studies, the male frogs prefer other male frogs. And so the female frogs never get their eggs fertilized. And so the amphibian populations are nosediving just like fish populations and other. But then again, the soy boy is taught to just giggle, to laugh, to make it all a big joke, and it's no big deal, their own demise. They're taught to love the transformation that's taken place. And now with the genetic engineering and the genetic drift happening and the mutations exploding on our species. So if you looked at any other species and said they're going sterile, their IQs are dropping, their males are shriveled and weak, you would say, look at the decline of the polar bear, or look at the decline of this type of praying mantis, or look at the decline of the red-tailed hawk, or look at the cause of pesticides on the condor falcon's eggs, almost making them go extinct. But instead, it's the triumph of the beta male. Now, I've been friends with Mike Judge for years, creator of Silicon Valley, Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill, and he's a patriot, he's a libertarian, and I've seen the show. I don't think overall its message is bad in all cases, but it is a modern message. The point is the media takes what he's saying about Silicon Valley and then projects the idea that it's the triumph of the beta male. Silicon Valley is the triumph of alpha predators posing as other beta males and being part of the whole globalist engineering program that the former White House science czar John P. Holden wrote about the year I was born in 1974. The 1,100-page book is free online. I advise you all to go scan over it. How they called for the emasculation of males with estrogen mimickers in the food and water. So look into all this. Now, for women, it's causing them to be hyper-feminine, but it's accelerating the aging of their ovaries, of their uterus, and of their breast tissue. All sexual tissue in the female body is associated with reproduction is being aged at a very accelerated rate. When you have higher levels of glyphosate in the water, another estrogen mimicker, it actually accelerates even more and gives you cancer. All of this is admitted incontrovertible fact. But again, they call it a triumph, so it's a beautiful thing. And they have Why the Future Doesn't Need Us and all these publications about the Earth After Humans and We're a Scourge. They're teaching us to hate ourselves. The globalists are teaching us to turn off our life force, to turn off our instincts. So there's that report on Infowars.com. It's critical for people to understand. Then the soy boys get together and mimic their bosses above them, the robber baron technocrats posing as liberal trendies, who wear camouflage uniforms of Patagonia vests and little skinny jeans and all the rest of it. It is a camouflage cover so that other alpha males that are still left, despite the chemical warfare and the social warfare and the biological warfare, don't notice that they're being taken control of and being enslaved. And then the globalists are very good at then organizing the betas into what they call beta armies. And remember, I've been telling you about this for years. And now you're seeing it being mainstream news, that the nerd armies, the beta armies. Well, the nerd armies are being enslaved themselves. But if they believe they're part of the ruling class and are in on the big joke and in on the censorship at Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, you name it, they'll go along long enough until the AI and the algorithms and the Chinese communists who are now taking over Apple are able to replace them. And that's exactly what's happening. They're just like IBM engineers I knew 20 years ago. Several of them were my friends. And they thought, oh, Alex, they'll never get rid of us. Sure, we're replying. We're training our replacements. And then years later, when they got let go, first their pay got cut, then they got let go. They understood then that they were destroying their own economy. When you demand a better economy and better pay and more complex systems, it's upwardly mobile. But when you bring in centralized systems, command and control systems, it limits choices and vertically integrates wealth. And there's many examples of this in history, but just look at capitalism versus communism and other command and control systems like fascism and socialism. They do not work at all because they're not designed to work for the average person. They're designed to work for predatory elite. Then if you see another story on Infowars.com right now, it's how in major studies, in a new big study, this guy Television did in the UK, people find women that say they're feminist incredibly unattractive and don't want to have anything to do with them. Well, the plan is to get women to be unattractive and to not be into a normal mammalian pattern and to have men so arrested in their development that they only want to hang around with other men like they're 12-year-old boys. It's not a gay thing. It's a arrested development thing. So the two sexes never get together. And then if the sexes do want to get together, there's so much Me Too movement demonizing the whole system between men and women coming together that it also stifles that, and the study showed as well. And again, you pull back, it's the triumph of the end of humanity, the triumph of a death culture, the triumph of a culture committing suicide, a triumph of the fall of humanity as we know it, and the upwardly mobile renaissance systems that can take us to the stars. And it's being done because a breakaway civilization has decided the general public doesn't deserve to be part of the future or the life extension or any of the mysteries of the universe that we fellow humans have discovered and developed. They intend to cut the resources off, use governmental and corporate systems to extract the wealth and ideas, put it through a cultural wall of the breakaway civilization while they build their structure and while we ourselves are basically then just recycled. That's the plan. This isn't a video game. It's not a science fiction book. It's the real world. But a lot of people have decided to be delusional through their cognitive dissonance and to decide they're part of the structure, even though that structure is destroying them, and to imagine that they're actually part of the power structure and are alphas. So this whole beta thing is a alpha-directed, psycho-alpha-directed system organizing betas into quasi-alpha groups, but only as part-time seasonal mercenaries in their own destruction. All right, that is the prime computation analysis. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Please research everything I've said. You'll find out it's all in the public venue. The globalists believe you're complete idiots. I believe in you. I have to believe in you because I know it's a feedback loop. If I start believing you don't matter, if I start believing you're scum, then why should I care about my own children and the future for them? I do believe in my children. I believe in you and I believe in your children. And I believe you should come together and understand the attack on humanity. And men and women should come together and realize our species has come so far together and reclaim our survival instinct and break free from the conditioning and move to the next level. And I call on the executives and other people that are mid-level and high-level who've been serving this, who've called me, who are so scared to break through the fear, follow your human guts and instincts and survival instinct that brought us here from so far away in distant time and from other distances so that we can truly reach our potential and not be robbed of our entire future. This is the war for the future, and I'm Alex Jones, your chronicler.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.